So hello everybody and welcome to the Galasso 11 first podcast we've ever done.
First, maybe last.
No, it's not going to be last. There's plenty more to come. This podcast is all of them. It's basically going to be about football news, football transfer news, and a lot of the goal of the week stuff. And we're going to start it off just by having a quick episode just recapping on the Premier League season 2017-2018. Yeah. We're currently based in Vancouver, so Premier League football is not the biggest thing over here. It's pretty much MLS.
Yeah, access is like pretty limited. Yeah. Unless you want to get up real early, 4 or 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
And those
sucks.
Yeah. It sucks, man.
It sucks. Yeah. And the Whitecaps are not good.
Yeah. No, I like the Whitecaps. There's a few good players
in
there.
In fairness, the only match we ever did go to was 4-all. Yeah. So like, it was pretty entertaining and exciting stuff.
Yeah, it was a good game. That was against the Galaxy. Yeah. There was no players there. Ashley Cole was there.
There was no Gerrard. There was no Keane. Yeah, Ashley Cole was.
Yeah, Ashley Cole, he wasn't the old player he used to be.
His skill and standard is like obviously better, I think.
His legs were like jelly at times that they just wasn't running. But yeah, it's good. I like the MLS though. But I want to learn more about the players, and I don't know enough about it yet. Like, we know a lot about the Premier League. Yeah. Well, we know some of the Premier League. But we know very little about the Premier League.
We think we know a lot.
Yeah. So we're going to today's episode. This is episode one. We're going to have a quick look back at the Premier League season that's just gone. And we're going to start off by talking about some football news. Lots of stuff have happened already. Since the end of the season, we've had a lot of managers that have passed on from big clubs.
Yeah.
The biggest one, the obvious one, is Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy. How long is he there? Like two centuries at this stage?
Nearly. It was 18 years, 17, 18 years.
That's unbelievable.
More, I think, isn't it?
He was back in the day when him and Fergie were battling it out.
Like, yeah, top two, I think, managers. Best managers. Definitely a rivalry in world football.
Yeah. I'm a Liverpool supporter. I'm nothing against Arsenal. I actually like Arsenal.
Yeah.
One of my more favourite teams in the Premier League. Not Man United. Christopher Smith.
Back in the day, though, like, you have to appreciate how good they were.
The competitiveness,
the rivalry, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, Liverpool, obviously, wasn't up there in the top two rivalry. But, no, there were some good matches at Anfield and Old Trafford as well between Liverpool. But I think United-Arsenal was the main fixture that dominated for years.
Yeah, it was a psychological warfare between them two. Yeah. Like, I was devastated when I heard you left.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it because he's...
He
fizzled out with the end.
I know, I hate to say it as well, and I didn't really appreciate the way the Arsenal fans have been on his back for the last couple of years. And celebrities, were getting in on the mix as well. This whole Wenger out campaign. But I guess it was time to go.
It was trending at a period, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, there was people just had enough of it. Yeah. Like, literally, if he did anything wrong, not even him, if the team just weren't up to scratch.
Yeah.
He was getting the blame for it.
Yeah, Piers Morgan actually was on his back quite a lot, actually, as well.
How does he know? He's over in America. He doesn't watch the Premier League. Yeah, exactly. But so, in Canada, we all watch it. Yeah. It's great.
So he's out. Wenger's out. And there's the new guy in, Emery.
Yeah. Emery, yeah. Like, to be fair, I don't know a lot about him. Mm. Like, I know he's Spanish. I thought he was German.
He was a manager of Seville.
Oh, was he?
The treble European.
Is that the year they beat Liverpool?
Yeah. Okay. So he won 3 of those in a row and then left and went to PSG.
Yeah. I remember he was with PSG, but again, one of those things, other than that, my knowledge was pretty limited on him. But yeah, I think, all the best luck to him. I think he's got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, league than Pete and the French league,
I know. It's League One is like, there's some quality teams in it, but it's just not,
And Monaco lost their whole team the year that...
Yeah, Lyon aren't bad, there's a few like these, Marseille, but again, it's not the Premier League. Premier League is, it's different gravy altogether. And the players that Emery has brought in already, Lichtsteiner, he's not really set in the world.
I never heard of him.
Or Lichtsteiner? Yeah, he was at Juve.
Yeah.
He's a defender.
He'd be solid enough then if he's coming from Juve.
He's 34, 25 years of age. Though.
Really? So it's like signing Per Mertesacker all over again.
Yeah.
He's definitely has to be gone by now.
I think he's looking for a bit more seniority in the team again because they have a good squad. They're missing a few big players, obviously. It's like that team hasn't been able to replace Patrick Vieira. A leader in that midfield, because you think about it, the previous generation of footballers they've had, you're talking about Martin Keown, and Tony Adams, these are men.
Fran, Lauren, all those guys.
Absolutely.
That's
leaders.
Like 10, 12 years ago.
I know.
So
we're talking that was a season ago. That was a decade ago.
That's 10 years of missing soccer, of missing players for Arsenal. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if this Liechtenstein or whatever his name is,
yeah,
if he's the answer.
He's actually from Liechtenstein.
Is he?
No. Yeah, they're pretty loaded on their names. They just changed them.
I don't think he's the answer for Arsenal, to be honest.
I'm hoping he's not, you know, I don't think he's going to be their big sign in the summer, but I definitely think he's going to be, you know, putting an influence into that squad based on age and bringing in some experience.
Well, is he going to start the big games against, like, world-renowned players?
He'll struggle against, you know, quick players up front because age is going to take a toll on him. And they're also going for this lad, Socrates, from, I can't say his surname, Papadopoulos.
Yeah, Greek guy.
Something like that.
I'm just guessing he's Greek.
I'm not sure. But yeah, he's with Dortmund. He's coming in, I think it's about £18 million. You know,
Dortmund is a good team. Like, it's a competitive league as well, so
they produce quality as well. You know, some decent players come from there. But yeah, I don't think we're going to see the end of them in the market just yet.
No way. Yeah, Jurgen Klopp didn't go for him.
Yeah,
like, he would have had experience with him. Probably knows all about him.
Liverpool could do a
defender as well, or two.
I know.
Or three.
Well, I don't know. We get on to Liverpool and we'll get into who's coming in and who's coming out. But it's a big year for managers. Definitely, like Big Sam, you know. That guy's had a harsh in the last few years. Like, it's,
he has had a harsh, but financially, like, he got paid $6 million for his contract being sacked, basically.
He's laughing all the way to the beach, right?
Yeah, of course.
But still, like, everything, like, what were they expecting? He did okay. They were
in the relegation zone when he took over.
Yeah.
So I think his main job is just to keep them up this year and then build for the coming season, and they're going to do that with another manager. The fans didn't take to him. I don't think his relationship with Rooney is too good.
No.
End of the season, Rooney was like touted to be on his way to MLS.
Yeah. Washington DC, I think.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, I think so. It could be anyone.
It's just, it's where all the European greats
end their careers. I said when he went to Everton, I was like, it was a novelty move. And I think he's going to do more damage to himself and his own credibility than that.
Like, there's so many world-class players that went there and not really done anything. Like, Gerrard's season
in the MLS.
It was kind of a flop. Lampard was a bit of a flop. Perlo went there. Like,
and tell you it wasn't.
Robbie Keane.
Irish own Robbie Keane.
Probably one of the best signings to come out of Premier League to go to the MLS ever.
It's unbelievable.
Zlatan this year, it hasn't lit it up. Like, I think he got a hat-trick or two on his debut.
Yeah.
But since then...
Hat-tricks in your debut is pretty good, right? Yeah. But yeah, like, you're right. There's like, to be fair, it's almost like it has a feel that people go there just to experience something. And, you know, there's obviously a bit of a paycheck in it as well. But yeah, just kind of sell some jerseys, have a bit of a holiday in the States. And
I don't know. Fair play to Robbie, though.
Yeah, no, fair play, Robbie. Good man, Robbie. And Rooney, we'll see. Will he stay with Everton?
I think he'll stay in England.
I hope he does. Yeah. You know, if he comes back out this year, like the way he started last year for Everton, that screamer from the halfway line.
Yeah.
He's fantastic player. Like, obviously, the pace of the Premier League is what catches the older players.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, it's just a different level again. And they've got that Klassen lad. It was like, is he the midfielder? He's an attacking player.
He is, kind of behind the forwards, behind the striker.
I don't know.
He hasn't lit it up either. Like, and they pay big money for him. I think Everton, at the start of the summer, last year, it started the 17-18 season, they were the second highest spend in the club in England.
That's
behind City.
I can't even name any of their big players. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Pickford, they spent $30 million. Yeah, he's good. He's at the World Cup.
I think give him time. But
Michael Keane.
Any good goalkeeper needs a good defence. Yeah. Like, you know, like, the only player that I can think of who has a so-so defence is David De Gea at United.
Yeah.
He's a world beater. Yeah. That guy is, he used to do well.
Single-handedly just kept United. And I think he got a second place.
I think Real Madrid's going to come knocking. I think so.
I don't know. I think he'd be gone by now if he was gone. There's no speculation actually around it this year, which is the first time in about 3 years, four years maybe. There's no speculation on him going to Madrid.
He must be on secretly about $600,000 a week at Manchester United.
Yeah.
How do you keep a player like that? Like, but anyway, Harry Kane is another one. He's after signing a new six-year contract.
I'm actually delighted for him.
I know.
Great player. And I think he's probably, for me, he's probably looks like one of the players that will stay at one club for the rest of his career. Like,
there's not many of them. Like, Steven Gerrard springs to mind for Liverpool. Like, I can't think of many. Like, Paul Scholes, Ryan Giggs for United.
Back in the day.
There's not many that do it. No. Like, it's very hard. If you're at a club that offers you below another club standard financial paycheck of, like, let's say, 100,000 less, like, that's a lot of money.
In this day and age, yes.
Yeah. So it's like, fair play, Harry Kane stays on. I think he's going to have to Levy's going to have to try and pay out some of his other players out there.
Definitely. And they need to keep all those players to attract more people. Just to talk of Alavira leaving for United.
£70 million.
It's kind of speculation right now, but there's something happening there. Yeah, I would, yeah.
What age
is he, like 28?
29, is it? But still, yeah, he's fantastic. He hasn't kicked the ball in about 12 months or longer.
I think he was injured and then he kind of fell out of favour.
Yeah.
And in fairness to Vertonghen and Sanchez, Spurs, like, they're not a bad combination in the backroom, and they're both Dutch as well.
That's true, yeah. They got him for a bit of a steal, that Sanchez lad, from Ajax, wasn't it?
Was it? They came from the Dutch league.
They've got a good reputation working together, I think, Ajax and Spurs. But Pochettino, you got a hand to him. He doesn't take any nonsense. There's no bullshit from any of his players.
Yeah.
Danny Rose was axed.
Yeah.
Done.
And Kyle Walker as well. He started stepping out of line and saying,
if you want to go, there's the door. Yeah. I'll have a couple of young lads to replace you.
Like, Spurs is a good team if you're coming in as a young lad. Spurs is a good team to get involved with.
They're kind of, I always compare Spurs to Liverpool. I like watching Spurs as well, but they're a little bit thin on the bench. They haven't got much depth to bring in. If somebody gets injured, if Harry Kane gets injured, where do you look to?
Yeah, like Llorente is not banging in 30 a year. What's the other guy, the Argentinian guy that they have that came back from injury this year? Played just behind Harry Kane most of the matches at the end of last year.
I know what you're saying. Like, you know, they're going to have to invest in the striker. It's as simple as that.
And like a top class striker, but the way he plays, he just plays one striker. That's so the there's thing. No
Harry Kane suits that role.
Yeah, and there's no one going to come in, not a top class striker, and sit on the bench.
Unless
he starts playing with two up front consistently, or
he might have to go down to Liverpool route and get like wingers like Salah who's going to score goals.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. Like, it's hard
to get those players though.
It is.
Fares was probably the one before that was got from. An absolute bargain from, I think, the French second division Leicester gotten from.
Yeah.
And his price tag has jumped up, like, incredibly. Like, he's had two or three good seasons with Leicester, and that, like,
I don't know,
nearly go to City at Christmas time. Like, probably that will all come back up over the summer as well.
He's one of those players, there's a lot of hype around him, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, is it justified for half the stuff that you see? But I don't know, time will tell with Vares. Like, we may as well move on to a second segment of the show now, which is getting into more transfer talk. So sticking with the Vares or Mares or whatever way you say his name, he's linked with City. City are the big ones. City were in from a Christmas time last year in January. They were, I think it was a £50 million price tag.
Kind of a last minute thing. They're trying to steal him. Like, it was weird, the last hour. Yeah.
What happened? He was like, he went on holidays to Ibiza or something, he was saying.
And did he leave it all up to his agent or what? Like,
I don't know. He went missing. He didn't turn up to training. And then it was like, he said, I was on holidays and it was a miscommunication. He disappeared for like a
I know City kind of dropped him Leicester City kind of dropped him for a couple of games like after that when the transfer window closed or whatever, just to, I guess, show his boss.
Well, there must have been something signed or agreed because I can't remember exactly what happened, but his price tag now is around £70 million is what they're talking. Since the Neymar thing, the world of football,
it's gone
mad. Yeah. I don't know how you can afford it.
Yeah.
If you're a team like Burnley or no offense, no disrespect to any of these teams I'm naming, but Huddersfield and like even the likes of Newcastle, who's considered a pretty big club in England, how are you meant to keep up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you drop £50 million on a player and then be able to go, okay, we also need a left back and we also need a, you know,
it's crazy though. City are just another level. They're beyond like the top. United and City at the moment, like, can financially can do whatever they like, and everybody else is trying to keep up.
It's bully boy tactics, isn't it?
Exactly, but everybody else has to watch the money. Like, City and United have such like dominance in European football, world football, or finances are just endless. Whereas even Liverpool, Arsenal, Everton, Newcastle, Tottenham, like, they all have like a limit.
Do you understand this financial fair play? I actually don't get it. Like, I'm looking at it going,
not really.
If it's like Monopoly, you know, like, it's like the certain players are just owning all of the board. Like, I don't get it. Like,
I don't get it.
It's
either.
Something to do with they have to sell the right amount. We're looking at this.
Seems to be more of a problem though in Spain.
Yeah,
and like even PSG had a problem.
PSG are having a real bit bad issue with it. And it just talks that Kylian Mbappe, the 19-year-old striker they bought from Monaco, his price tag is meant to be close to £200 million after all add-ons. Now, they're having issues with the financial fair play rules in the sense that they haven't sold enough players. Money hasn't gone out to the warrant company that's come in like, for players. I don't understand how players like that can
how his
could go for that much money anyway. Like, it's madness. How many put a value of £150 million on a player who's 19 and had one good season?
Oh, yeah, who was in Monaco?
Monaco, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how he goes in the World Cup, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot
of pressure on him as well, like, for that.
There is.
That's probably the platform where people's price tags are going to be inflated or deflated. Like,
it's true, isn't it?
A lot is going to depend on that. If somebody bangs in 6 or 7 goals over the course of the World Cup, their price tag has gone up 50 million straight away.
Well, that's the speculation around the whole Fekir thing. Nabil Fekir, the Olympic Lyon captain, he's their number 10. He's basically going to be a replacement for Philippe Coutinho, who left Liverpool, as we all know, last Christmas to move on to Barcelona in a massive £130 million transfer. It was crazy money. Mm-hmm. Liverpool are obviously rubbing their hands, you know, in the sense that's a lot of money. I was devastated in a way because I thought he was a great player, but these South Americans, you know, if Barcelona or Real Madrid come calling, it's very hard. You know, I know
such a pull.
It's like, it's just, they all go there. It's, you know, and there's so much like legacy with top Brazilian, Argentinian, Uruguayan players. That,
was Coutinho like a youth with Barcelona?
I don't think so. No, I think he came over from Brazil and he went straight to Inter Milan. He was with Inter Milan when we bought him from Inter Milan when he was 19, I think it was 19 or 20.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was only around £10 million. It was a bit of a steal when you think about what he went for.
Yeah. But I think Liverpool are the big winner though in that whole situation.
We definitely have made some money on him. But in saying that, like, you know, he did leave a gap. The gap was well filled. It kind of changed the dynamic in a way of Liverpool. I think it gave the options for Henderson and Emre Can.
James Milner got a regular role in the team as well.
And the Ox.
Ox, brilliant, yeah.
Feel for that guy.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate end of the season.
Oh, yeah, I have to say, happens. I'm missing the World Cup. Yeah. And he has to watch on. Do you know what? Like, he's going to come back strong. Like, he's still young. He had a fantastic end to his campaign in the Premier League, and I think it's going to be a big year when he comes back after his rehabilitation.
Yeah, hopefully now he'll be back for... Will he be back for the start of the season?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
October.
Yeah, he's only after finishing his surgery, so he's probably a lot of rehab to go through at the moment.
Yeah.
But, I think Liverpool, this Fekir deal, like, the whole point was they want to try and get this done before the World Cup starts because they know his price tag. If he goes on with France,
Is he a starter, a regular starter with France?
I think so, yeah. Like, he's had a great season. He's got 20 goals. 22 goals from midfield.
And France are going to be thereabouts, like, for the...
What's going on with France?
Potential winners of this competition. I don't know.
Like, we're not going to try to get into too much on World Cup. Episode 2, we're going to get a bit more into the build-up to the World Cup. And
since it's coming up, like,
I want to go through some predictions with you. Like, you're a bit of a wizard of calling games.
Unlucky.
We always talk about this. I go with my heart, and I think a player looks cool. Yeah. So, yeah, he's going to score today. Christian's like, no, it's not going to happen. I looked at his previous few games, his stats are down.
Yeah, Smalling is going to bang him in.
But, yeah, I think the Fekir deal, though, like, it's as of today, June 9th, the deal is off. It was all but done. I couldn't believe it. I opened up my phone this morning and I looked and I was like, Nabil Fekir deal off, cancelled due to discrepancy with the medical that came back. Apparently he's got a bit of a knee injury. This is what I'm hearing. And then Liverpool, I don't know if this is a gone by media. Now I don't want to kind of get roped into it because it plays with your emotions.
Yeah.
Like, if you stick to reading headlines on Twitter all day long, it'll
like you sending me like potential Liverpool players that are coming in, and like you have this team that you send me pictures of, like, and like it's nothing like
the none of them right is going to start.
None of them
January.
Ever do. I don't think you got one right for the last 3 years. Maybe Van Dijk.
Fabinho caught me off guard.
Yeah,
honest to God, that was classic though. That's the way Liverpool need to do all their business. We're too public. We put everything out there and we talk about it for about 4 months and then City come along and buy them.
Yeah.
It's the same every year and it kills you. But in saying that, you've got the Keita thing was done way in advance. Van Dijk thing was a horrendous thing to watch.
It was a mess.
We had to go back in January with our tail between our legs.
Yeah.
Apologise publicly to Southampton. Yeah. Sorry for stealing all your players.
Yeah.
Can we have Gareth Bale as well, please?
They nearly got relegated as a direct impact of that, but like, would have had some part to play.
I know, yeah, that team.
It'd be a shame to see them relegated again, though. Like, they're such an iconic part of the Premier League, I think.
And they produce, like, the best Liverpool players ever. Yeah. No, it's they're a fantastic squad. Like, you know, I just hope they can hold on to a few more players for even just a little bit longer, just to get them
up. I don't know. Like, the next one to go would be the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
McCarthy.
Is he good? Is he?
Yeah.
Liverpool are struggling in that department.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't went in for him already. Do you know that?
I know. Well,
he pulled off three absolutely unbelievable saves the last three matches of the season.
Where's he from?
He's English. As far as I know, he's English. He was nominated to go to the World Cup. He didn't make it. He only played about 10 matches.
That's the weirdest position. That's like, I've never seen a team so like prominent with goalkeepers at the moment.
Mm.
Poor old Joe Hart is like fifth string goalkeeper.
Yeah.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. I'd say he feels it.
I think
he's done.
He picked up an illness in Torino, wherever he was.
I don't know. Like, since he left City, he hasn't really regained any kind of form that he used to show.
It's like he's jinxed. Like, it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Confidence with goalkeepers, though. He's just low on confidence. Like, he has the ability. He has shown it. He's still relatively young, isn't he?
The thing is, though, like, it all weighs on your shoulders as well. Like, and this is, like, kind of ties in horribly and nicely in a way to the Champions League final.
Yeah.
With poor El Karius.
Yeah.
There's the concussion talk. We know what this is about, yeah? So it was like, he took a dig from Ramos in the keeper's box.
Yeah. We don't know either. Like,
well, no, he did. I've seen the footage. It wasn't.
It was an elbow.
And then they're saying he had to go to the States, and he went to like a special medical center for concussion.
But this is after the first leg?
After the Champions League.
Oh.
Yeah, this was in the final. He got an elbow from Ramos. So we went to the US to get a concussion center, because like the NFL obviously is very prominent for this type of injuries. And they said, it would have been an early effect of the concussion would have been dizziness.
No, I'm not having that. Sorry.
Well, there's a lot. I'm not saying he did or didn't. There's a lot of cynicism around the book.
But what about all the negative things the fans show up at people like that?
I know.
You can argue that as well.
They're not punching the goalkeeper inside of the head, though.
Sorry.
No, he's not having it. No, we're going to put this to a test. We're going to put, I'll give you a box to head or a boxing glove, right? And I'll take a few shots.
I'm sorry, like, it doesn't matter what kind of a shot you got.
Like the Gareth Bale's first goal, right? What do you think of that? Could he have gotten for that?
I don't know. Like, it was a great strike.
It was a good strike, wasn't it?
I don't think anyone would have got it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nobody was expecting that.
Maybe his reaction time was slightly delayed due to his concussion that he had. And then obviously that distance, what was it, 35, 40 yards?
Yeah, 35.
The ball slightly moved, but it came to him. He
was thinking about what he was going to do before he actually caught
it. It wasn't. It was like a catch or a punch.
Mm. He already had in his mind had caught, and he was like thinking of where he was going to distribute the next, and it just. Yeah.
Well, the Benzema thing, I don't know what was going on. Yeah, that was just
the worst thing I've ever seen.
The reports.
But you said it all along about Liverpool. Like, we seem to be talking a lot about Liverpool.
I know, sorry. Yeah.
But, I guess it's that kind of a season for them, really. But the first goal that he conceded or whatever, that's just unforgivable. Like, that was a bad one.
Well, let's not talk about it. We're moving on to next year. We'll win it then.
Yeah.
Other big transfers on the way. We've got United, I suppose. Let's give you a little bit of limelight here. Right. Fred?
Yeah, I haven't really heard or seen much of him, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember there was a Fred from Brazil, and he was fairly good.
Striker, yeah, in the last World Cup. Mm. Disaster. Hopefully this Fred will be all right.
He's a midfielder. He's kind of I think he plays in a few Center positions in midfielder, but they're saying that it's going to bring out the best of Paul Pogba, and I really kind of...
Well, that's what...
The media are saying,
people like us say, like just talking about.
I don't know much about him.
Mourinho probably won't agree, and he'll probably leave Pogba in the same position or the same role as what he was playing.
Well, if Mourinho's to go previously, probably put him in goal or left back or something. Like, let's just park the bus and go defensive.
No, I think he's just brought in cover. Like, I know Michael Carrick just retired, so you know, he didn't really get much game time anyway, but he's a solid replacement in midfield.
Yeah, you've got a few midfielders now, but it's kind of like how do you lay them out? Like, you know, between Fellaini and Matic, they kind of have the same role.
Yeah, and then Ander Herrera.
Yeah, I like him, but I don't like him, he's Man United, but still.
And then like Martial, is he left midfielder, is he behind the striker, is he
worried? Look at him going.
I like him, I think he should keep him.
I think if I could see potentially... And we're just putting this out there. We talked about Harry Kane being up front. I think Ennis is like a second striker for them. Martial in the Toby Alderweireld role.
Really?
I could see something going on there.
I don't know.
He'd be brilliant for them as well. Well, he would. I don't know. No, that's me going my heart.
He'd get in ahead of Lamella. Was the other guy that got a role at the end of the season. I think he would get in ahead of Lamella.
I think because he is a natural goal scorer. That's whatever that means. Like, you know,
he's a good player.
Like, and he will be a loss to us, but we'll see what happens there in that end. But he didn't
make a France squad either for the World Cup, and Rashford did for England, and so did the other United guy, Ashley Young, and the other guy as well for United midfield, the young lad.
Lingard,
when they come back from the World Cup, Mourinho is not going to like throw them straight into first team football, so he's going to want a few guys in the starting lineup who haven't played World Cup, who are rested and have had a pre-season.
Yeah.
And Martial fits exactly that, like, fits that bill, so I can see Martial getting a run of games at the start of the season.
I think he offers a lot up front, like he plays wider up front in that central position as well. The United's big link at the moment is, well, it's been on and again, off again for so long, is Gareth Bale. I can't see it happen. His money is, it's not that United can't afford it. It's that it's not worth it. Like, it's going to be an insult to, I think, the transfer world if you put out another 190 or 200 million on a player who's at that age. I know the Paul Pogba thing was like, he's got a little bit criticism for 90 million for a player that you had, you sold, and there was no buyback, whatever it was in it. But he'd really have to perform, Gareth Bale. He'd have to be the owner of Ronaldo job for you.
I think he would, but
it's hard though. It's hard to come in like
Sanchez came in and hasn't done one thing.
I know. I think, you know, it's very difficult for any player that goes to a club in January to really shine and switch it on, no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. The only players that could really do it is the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, who's seen the Premier League already, and he knows what to expect. Yeah. But it's not La Liga. It's not Serie A.
I think Ronaldo and Bale will both end up staying.
You think so?
Yeah.
At Real Madrid?
Yeah.
There's talk of Neymar.
I can see Benzema leaving.
What about Neymar going?
I don't know, like, his relationship with Barcelona, would he really turn around and go to Real Madrid?
I think money talks to that guy, to be honest. Obviously it does.
Who goes to PSG, like, is it guaranteed French league at the end of the day? Like, who really wants, like, why would he not stay with Barcelona and become a legend?
I know the sponsors and all that stuff comes in at a certain point, and there was even talk last year that the deal was orchestrated in such a way so he didn't do the direct move from Barcelona to Real Madrid, that he'd have to go somewhere else. And there's only a couple of clubs in the world that have contention for a title that could actually afford him, PSG being one of them.
Exactly. So maybe that's like his roundabout way of getting to Madrid.
Yeah.
Don't know. That's kind still of don't know, because they have a lot of young people coming through.
Yeah.
Asensio, Vazquez, Isco is coming into form. Like, they're all attacking players, so I don't know how he'd fit in. Ronaldo wouldn't be too happy either if he's still there.
It's true. Yeah. You know? It's hard to lure them away. Any of the Spanish boys who are in the senior team or doing well, if they play for Real Madrid or Barcelona already, it's nearly impossible to get them out of there.
Yeah.
Because why would you? Like, they're considered the best teams in the world. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where Neymar's going to end up. He won't go back to Barcelona. If, for example, he doesn't go to Madrid, like, that's Spanish league done. He's not going anywhere else in Spain.
No.
Nowhere else in France. I can't see him going to Munich or the German teams.
No, won't get near enough money.
And England?
I don't think he'll get away with what he does if he goes to England. Like, he's a flair player. It's one of those things. We'll see how the World Cup goes. And, like, you know, that's going to tell off for a lot of players. Because, I love the big tournaments in a way, because they unveil potential players, you know, and then all of a sudden this player who might have played with Villarreal or somebody else in Italy nobody's heard of is all of a sudden worth £80 million out of nowhere. So it's crazy. But there's a lot going on. Obviously, it's still early days in the transfer window. Like, we're just in the start of June at the moment. It started earlier this year because they're trying to get it done earlier, so they get, especially in the Premier League, so they can start the season and put it all to bed, so the player has got time to get in. And a lot of teams are trying to get their work done early on. But I definitely think there's going to be some massive signings after the World Cup moving on it. Because it's hard. It's hard to get every deal done once the campaign is in action.
Exactly. Nobody wants to be like contract negotiations and stuff like that when you're away.
It's strange. We're going to see a lot of players in Russia holding up a new jersey. Just here, take a picture there. Bottle of vodka in the hand. We'll see how it goes.
The summer will tell a lot.
And also, coming up at the end of this the summer, we're going to have the Puskas Awards, which is the best
September.
Goal. Yeah, I know. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. So there's 10 nominations at the moment. It's still to be narrowed down to it usually gets narrowed down to like three or four, I think, doesn't it? Come up yeah. a few weeks beforehand.
We'll have a bit of a more in-depth look as to the real contenders. We've got our own kind of short list of players who we think are going to be pretty decent in the run into it. I'm going to say, first of all, I'm going to be biased because we've talked about Liverpool mostly here today now, and I think Salah is going to be in the mix in some way or form. Yeah. Maybe not as like a wonder striker or anything like that, because that's not really his style of play. Like he beats players with pace and puts it by.
Yeah.
I think the one against Everton is probably his best strike where he cut inside the box and put it in the far corner.
Yeah, it was a great strike.
There's a few run-ins. Like we've got the Coutinho goal against Leicester. That was really good as well. Free kick. Yeah.
They're both Premier League. So is Busquets just Premier League or European? I think it's European.
It's a European list. Like we'll obviously do a best in Europe, but for today's one, I was just thinking if we just
best goal of Premier League.
Best goal of Premier League, because like, you know, I'd say that's one of our top interest ones. And what we'll do is we're going to put it out there as well in a bit of a debate to anyone listening that if they want to. Do you want to kind of give us some suggestions on who they think it is? And we'll have a little chat about this and see if they're talking rubbish or not.
Yeah.
You know? But I definitely think that the Premier League ones, like, there's going to be
some good strikes.
You know, they're always like from distance.
Yeah.
Well. That's what I love.
But, you'll have forgotten about like a lot of them from the first few months of the season as well.
Valencia,
yeah. De Bruyne as well. I got one or two.
That's true, yeah. I think Valencia is an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
One. Like, that was the one against Everton, remember that?
Yeah,
hit a first time on the volley.
Strike, yeah. With left foot?
Ridiculous. Right, I think it was a right foot. Yeah. Absolute peach of a strike.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Harry Kane is in the mix there for a few absolute belters. There was one against Huddersfield. He was miles out.
Yeah. But, Jamie Vardy again got 20 goals this season. I think third top goal scorer.
That guy's in the wrong team.
Yeah.
He gets goals, in fairness.
Or I think he should have went to Tottenham 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When the manager ran Mary the year after he won the league.
Well, it's early days, yeah. I'm telling you, they need a striker.
Is he in the World Cup squad?
He's in the World Cup squad.
Like him and Kane together for England, him and Kane together for Spurs, if he had a win, I think it would be a perfect partnership.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard, as you said, it's hard to kind of have that link-up play with Harry Kane because it's the type of football that he plays usually.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how the World Cup goes. What we're going to do is we're going to put together a little list of our own. I think we'll discuss that maybe the next day. We'll go into a bit more detail on it. And we're going to draw up a list of our favourite goals for the Puskas Award as well.
Yeah.
And we can we'll have a little...
Or even what contender from England is going... Do we think it's going to
go
forward?
That's a nice way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go through each of the leagues and then just we'll break it down to our favourite one.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
since we know more about the Premier League.
Yeah. We'll put a bet on it, will we?
$2,000? Yeah. I'm just straight away Ronaldo for me, the Weissman kick.
It's probably going to be Ronaldo, actually.
You know, your man, is it Dembele? Is it Moussa Dembele, Celtic guy? The goal himself he got wasn't great. It was just a tap-in. But I think every single player in the Celtic team to the goalkeeper had touched the ball in the build-up play to the goal. It's been nominated. It's like one of the favourites, early running favourites actually win.
It's like tiki-taka football.
Yeah. But for me, the Puskas Award is all about the strike, individual brilliance. That was team.
And it's also normally in a big game or a big competition on the line.
Yeah.
So I think Bale's could be in the mix for it as well.
Yeah.
In the Champions League final. Or that.
Yeah, the occasion.
Yeah.
It's better
thing.
Than, well, no, Ronaldo's was like semi-final, quarter-final.
Yeah. It's true.
Juve.
Yeah. After the overhead thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Another thing though is we'll have to start recreating these goals. I want to get on the pitch.
We'll get the dust off the boots.
Alright, that's it for today. Next week we're going to come back with our episode based on the World Cup build.
Yeah.
The road to the World Cup.
Build up the World Cup.
Yeah.
Tips.
Can't wait.
Don't listen to Keith.
Yeah, we'll do a few later. Alright, I'll see you later. Thanks for listening.